I believe myself, and so I believe everyone else. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with instant illumination. I believe myself, and so I believe everyone else. Now, you think that that's an unusual statement. It's not unusual. Very meaningful, very definite, very simple. When you believe in yourself, you believe everything that you've created is good and very good. If you believe in yourself, are you going to have bad thoughts? If you believe in yourself, are you going to doubt yourself? Are you going to believe that there are people in this world that are not nice? Are you going to believe that there are circumstances in the world which are inharmonious with your desires for yourself? If you believe in yourself, are you going to always look at everything in the world as a reflection of who you are and see it just the way you are? Now, I believe in myself, and so I believe in everyone else. Now, if I am a bad person, I see everyone as a bad person. Now, how can that be? It's very simple. Ellen, have you ever bought a Volkswagen? And when you bought your Volkswagen, did you notice that everybody had Volkswagen?
Yeah.
And you hadn't even noticed that before?
Yes.
Now, Ellen has a very short memory. She has this, what do you call, short-term memory situation. Because she had a Volkswagen, remember?
Yeah.
And she sold it to me.
Yeah.
And we used the Volkswagen to tour Switzerland for years, at least 2 years. And we wore it out. Well, actually, we didn't wear it out. Patrick wore it out. Patrick sat in the seat, the driver's seat, and he sat so slouched back that the driver's seat collapsed and did all sorts of neat things. But everybody...
It was rather new.
And it was rather new, yeah. Yeah. And so when you get a Volkswagen, all of a sudden you see other Volkswagens on the street that you had never noticed before. And now, if you get yourself a Bentley, a beautiful English Bentley, one of the very high-class cars, and you have never seen a Bentley on the road before, but you just decided, I'm just going to splurge, then all of a sudden, you see all sorts of people having Bentleys. And you think to yourself, I never noticed them before. I just knew it was a very special car, and it was out of my league, and so I never thought about it. And the minute it became in my league, I start seeing it everywhere. Now, you live in a two-bedroom house, and you have four children. And you think, I wish we had a larger house. And so you buy yourself a larger house. And when you buy the larger house, you're in a different neighborhood, and you find that all the people in that neighborhood seem to have four children. And all the people in that neighborhood seem to have a five-bedroom house, which is kind of nice. And all the people in that bedroom, all the people in that neighborhood have jobs that pay approximately the same salary. And all the people in that neighborhood have the same circumstances for themselves, and you never realized. Now, before you moved, if you were alert, you'd go around the neighborhood you lived in, and you'd find all the people in your neighborhood having about the same salary you did. And as you talked to them, they had the same interests in life as you do. And as you associated with them, they had the same values that you do. And you think that you're the only one that has high spiritual values. You're the only one, because this is something so wonderful that you've just figured out for yourself. High spiritual values. And you say, wow, I wish all the world were like this. And then you start talking to your neighbors, your flaky neighbors, the neighbors you had no disrespect for, but you had no respect for because you didn't know them. And then you start explaining to them some of your philosophical ideas. And then they carry you a step further on their philosophical ideas on the same area as you. Now you see, when you believe in yourself, you'll believe in everybody else because you'll find that everybody else has a belief just like yours. And the people who do not have beliefs like yours, they won't be in your world. you won't even know they exist. Do you believe in war? Oh, no, no, no. How come you read the newspaper about war all the time? You believe in peace? Then how come you believe in the newspaper articles about peace? You believe in problems around the world? Well, how come you create the publications that you read filled with them? You know? It's up to you. Whatever you really want and whatever you really believe, that's what your life is, because what you believe of yourself, so you believe in everyone else. I have made the statement for myself oftentimes, I cannot conceive how one other person on the face of the earth doesn't understand exactly what I say, because they have exactly the same background I have. They are my same age. They have lived through the same experiences I have. They have had the same values that I had all of my life. They're exactly like me. And they were, and they are. They are. When I was in Atwater with the Atwater Signal newspaper, I was in the Junior Chamber of Commerce, started the Junior Chamber, and we had a wonderful organization there filled with young people, my same age, who were up-and-coming people in their own brackets of life. And they all had the same values. They all believed in home and family. They all believed in church and state. They all believed in the values that make the country great. And it was strange. There was no argument. The only argument was, what cocktail were we going to drink, you know? And that each person had their own choice. But it was interesting. I was editor of the newspaper, a very high, responsible job, and not really. The other guys could write just as well as I could. And one guy was a milk delivery person. He delivered milk to houses, and fine young man, really a wonderful fellow. He had a wife and two children, and just a really great guy. And I never thought of it as high up job or low down job. It was just a good job, and he earned a good wage doing it. And then there were other people. One worked in the pharmacy, and he was a pharmacist. Not a pharmacist, but he's working in the pharmacy. He knew the whole drugstore, and he knew how to sell everything that was in it. But the other guy, he was a pharmacist, and he worked in that same drugstore, and a real neat guy. And he was a member of our junior chamber. And he was married and had three kids. The pharmacist, that is the fellow who worked in the pharmacy, he was homosexual and he had no children. And but he was a nice guy too. And we had a real good relationship with all of these people. And all these people we had high respect for. One was a policeman, a fireman, and all sorts of standards that the job, that were available for them to have jobs in that small city of 5,000 people. Well, I believe in myself, so I believe in everyone else. We would have them over. We formed a club. The name slips me at the moment. And the name of the club was something like Searching Your Inner Spiritual Powers or something like that. It was a great one. And the name will come to me another time. But it was the word was created by Plato, and it had a really good meaning for us. And we made membership cards, because I was a printer also, and we made all sorts of other things. And we would meet once a week at our house, or at other people's houses, but mainly ours. And we'd have refreshments, and we'd sit around discussing philosophy. We discussed whatever philosophy happened to come up at the moment. Mm-hmm. And it was just wonderful, because I believed in myself and I believed in all the people that I associated with. And one of the other guys was working on the newspaper, the daily newspaper, in the next city of Merced. His name was Frank Long. And he and I would talk together about the news ideas so that we would make sure to cover everything. But it was just really, I believed in myself, and I believed in every person in my world. Like Frank and his wife and his daughter Becky would go with Mark and Faith and I up into the the mountains, the Yosemite Mountains.
Oh,
and we'd camp out, and then the morning sunlight would come down through the trees in such a beautiful filtering pattern. And we just never forget. At night, with all the other kids around there, we'd have the burning sticks of wood. And then, you know, we'd take the stick and we'd whirl it in the air so that it would make all sorts of designs and so forth. And of course, you know how it remains a latent image in your eye for a moment or two. And it was really quite something. And of course, Mark was quite good at that. But we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. We went up there with many of our friends. And in the night, we'd sit around the fireplace, sit around the open hearth fire, you know, in the fire pot or whatever you call it. And we'd discuss philosophy and talk about things and sing songs and just have a great time. But I believed in myself. I didn't believe in myself wanting to believe in myself, wishing to believe in myself, telling myself, I believe in myself. I didn't have that attitude at all. I just believed in myself, and I knew I was a fine, fantastic person, and so did everybody else. And so was everybody else. And I was minister of the different churches. Whenever their pastor would go away for a week or two or three or four, I'd end up with the pulpit and just had a great old time. And some of them were Japanese churches, all filled with Japanese people, because that was the San Joaquin Valley. Some were Portuguese people. Some were people of the dairy farmers and so forth. And this really helped my newspaper work, because I got really nice stories about other things other than their church activities, of their lifestyles. And they invited me into their homes. But you see, I believe in myself, and so I believed in everybody else. One time, we went to a farm, and I was writing a farm feature about the farm. And I had my little Lambretta motor scooter. And Mark would stand in front of me on the Lambretta motor scooter. We'd bounce along through the fields and talk to the farmers and stuff. And I'd take pictures, and that my camera stood all that bouncing is amazing. But we got all sorts of beautiful pictures. And I would go to these farmhouses, and the farm kids would immediately grab Mark, who was about three or four years old, and they'd grab him and say, let's go take a ride in our pony cart, you know, let's do this, let's do that, you know. And they would just take him as a toy. And of course, the parents knew the kids were good. And so they said, that's okay, they're all right, you know. And then we'd go on with the story. But even with writing the stories, I believed in myself. I didn't know a thing about farming in various areas. This was in California farming, and I was raised in Wisconsin farming, quite different. Corn and wheat and row crops and so forth. So I would sit and talk with the rancher, with the farmer, and I would say to them, just pretend I don't know anything about your ranch, your farming. I don't know anything about your business. And how would you explain this to a person who knew nothing about your business so that they would have a good idea of what you're doing? And they would give me a story that was just outstanding, because they'd fill it with illustrations, they'd fill it with things that were supportive of it, and they were just doing everything. So my stories always turned out very nice, and people love them in the community, and I got all sorts of appreciations from people who thought that it was nicely done. And I had to give the credit to the farmer, because he's the one who told the story in just such a way, who gave the illustrations in just such a way, and with my perfect memory, I could just write the thing all down and write a beautiful report with lots of good pictures, and it just made us the newspaper of choice of everybody in the area. Now you see, I believe in myself, and I believe in everyone else. I would go places expecting people to cooperate 100%. Everything I did was a perfect order of harmony and peace and love. I believe in myself. Now, do you believe in yourself? And the idea is yes. You believe in yourself, and every single thing in your life is an indication of how you believe in yourself. Everything. Every joy, every sorrow, every wealth, every lack of wealth, whatever it is you have in your life, it's what you believe in yourself. And because you believe in yourself, you are utterly fantastic. And because you're utterly fantastic, You will take these, huh?
You believe in yourself.
You believe in yourself. You will take these thoughts and you will remind yourself how great I am.
How great I am.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you very much.